Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Our last Sunday transmission of 2009. Hard to believe. Friday, of course, will be our last radio show of 2009 total, with the weekday broadcast from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I hope all of you had a happy and healthy and safe Christmas. We are going to have open phones, of course, today here on air at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We have the underwear bomber, the Christmas Day underwear bomber, on that airline flight from Europe to Detroit, Michigan. And we're going to be going over that report first today, the vaunted underwear bomber. If we don't give up all of our rights now and let the government fit us with taser bracelets, Al-Qaeda will kill us. Al-Qaeda will annihilate us. Doesn't matter if you're many times more likely to drown or die by electrocution than you are to die from terrorism. It doesn't matter. It's the boogeyman used as part of the power of nightmares to scare us into submission. Then we're going to get into the healthcare takeover, another little Christmas Eve present from the collectivist, and a bizarre statement by Chris Matthews. It's up on Infowars.com. About our great mentor, he and Bernie Sanders, the senator, Saul Alinsky. Alinsky, who was an open communist, wanted re-education camps, mass arrests in America, a Stalin-esque purge, of course, is the mentor of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. But you talk about it and they call you McCarthy. It's just a fact. He dedicated his book to Lucifer. An admitted Luciferian. And I tell you, Chris Matthews gets a twinkle in his eye when he talks about his great hero, Saul Alinsky. So that's coming up with the health care. They've already got half the population domesticated on the government mammary gland. And now the mopping up operation is going to begin. The big banks running it using a giant horde of uneducated, gibbering, trashy people. Their minds filled with all the trash of television and the culture, this plastic globalist culture, and they are going to pillage what's left of society, and then the bankers will put a police state in over the rubble and live in their armored redoubts over us. That way no one can threaten them, because for the ultra-rich, the real enjoyment, the real flavor is slavery, domination. Being able to control the arts and the culture and have just total tyranny, and they're so close. Then they'll put in their right-wing version in 3 years, and then they'll continue the whole agenda, and suddenly all the Republicans who were against what Obama has done have suddenly will support it all, just like Democrats who were against everything Bush did as soon as Obama got in and continued all of those policies, but put a left cover package on it. Suddenly they loved preemptive war. They love the Patriot Act. They love torture. So the underwear bomber, what's really behind that? The healthcare takeover. And of course, Obama handing total diplomatic immunity over to Interpol, something our FBI doesn't even have. And then it's in the news that the police departments of the country are taking over the Boy Scouts of America to make them be basically shock troops and enforcers and spies for the federales. So that's in the news again. So it is all coming up today. You will definitely want to stay with us for the full transmission, the last Sunday show of 2009 into 2010. It has been a hellish decade for freedom. But it's always darkest before the dawn. We're also seeing the biggest awakening ever against the global crime syndicate.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the 27th day of December 2009, our last Sunday radio show of 2009 and our last radio show of the millennium. Now, if you want to be technical, it's our last show of the decade. But if you want to be technical, they started the millennium. That's why I just had that Freudian slip. They started the new millennium a year early. It was supposed to be not December 31st, 1999. It was supposed to be December 31st, 2000, going into 2001. And so really the end of the decade should be the end of next year. December 31st, 2010 should be the end of the first decade of the new millennium and the new century. But because they started the millennium and the new century and the new decade a year early, just because the government and the media felt like it, then I guess I have to, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, adopt what they're saying and go, okay, it's the end of the decade Friday, coming up Friday, December 31st. It isn't the end of the decade, but the public all believes it's the end of the decade. I mean, the public believed that 1999 was the last year in the 20th century and in the second millennium after Christ. Again, I'm not even one of these people that watches Alex Trebek on Jeopardy and knows all these basic factoids. I've just never been able to understand why we started the new millennium a year early, why they're saying the decade is over a year early. This is a big deal. I don't know, Jaron, is that a big deal? To like end decades a year early, start new millenniums, new centuries a year early, or am I wrong? Huh? I'm wrong. Okay. All right, here I am burning valuable time on something that doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if on 9/11, 8 years ago, not one, but two passports fell out of the planes that smashed into those buildings at over 550 miles an hour apiece, and the bodies were all incinerated and disintegrated. But out of the fireball, out of the people's baggage, out of their suits, flew two passports and fell to the ground undamaged, and the FBI found both of them separately within 24 hours. See, if I was normal, I wouldn't care if they started the 21st century early. I wouldn't care if the decade wasn't really over and the media said it was. And I would just sit here and believe that passports fly out of passengers' pockets and out of the inferno and out of the building and then down to the ground, and then the FBI finds them. You've got hundreds of millions of pieces of paper, conservatively. Every one of those Manhattan offices had thousands of papers in it. There were thousands of offices. You got hundreds of thousands, if not millions, probably billions of pieces of paper flying down. And doesn't matter. The government found the passports of two of the hijackers. And then you start to question the official story of 9/11. Because you have to keep your sanity. You have to go, no, that is important. That is a big issue. Remember a year ago, we reported that the Mumbai attacks in India had been staged by British, U.S., and Israeli intelligence. That was what the head of the Indian police said. They said, we were tracking these groups. We knew the U.S., Britain, and Israel were funding them. Then they blew up and killed the head of the Indian anti-terror police. Then they murdered a bunch of other heads of the regional Indian police for daring to tell the truth. And now it was in the London Telegraph last week. Mumbai suspect is U.S. double agent, India claims. Now, India is our little ally. But when India catches Westerners running around funding and controlling hired criminals, and what they do is they just grab a few people, they shoot them, they then have a few other commandos attack and machine gun the crowds, then they take the dead bodies and say, oh, look, we found them. Then they grab a patsy who they injected full of PCP, LSD, and peyote, and a bunch of other drugs. I mean, they said the blood of this one patsy they grabbed was so jacked up off the chart. And I said, day one, that guy's going to be a double agent, just like McVeigh, who they grabbed and drugged up before they dumped him into police custody where he'd be hallucinating for a week so that it would just seem like crazy babble. Same thing with McVeigh. He's driving erratically, runs off the road. He's drooling on the ground, saying, help me, to the state police. They drugged that guy big time. Look, they shoot you up with LSD, folks. If you're a government agent and they've got you part of drills, you may go out to 100 drills until they really blow up a building, shoot you up full of LSD, and then hand you over to the cops. That way, you, Marinus van der Lubbe, 1933, February 27th, he's found naked, drugged up, flopping around on the front steps of the German capital, the Reichstag, and now it's been declassified. Why our government kept it classified for 50-something years, it was declassified 2 years ago. Even the New York Times reported, Hitler grabbed a homeless person, shot him up with drugs, and then threw him out on the street. There's a way this is done. And if this guy in the latest underwear bombing wasn't on drugs, then I am a Easter bunny from Pluto. Because it's the same MO this time. The exact same MO. It's always the same MO. I was hanging out with my parents and family on Christmas Day and was driving to the store listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ. We'd forgotten some eggs, so I was driving over to get some eggs, trying to find a store that was open, and I heard the report, and I thought, please let it be a real terrorist. Please let it be some lone nut. Please don't let this be the government again. Please don't let this be a patsy or a provocateur op or a setup. Please. Please, because I want to know the government isn't doing this. I want to think everything's all right. It's a million times less scary to think it's rogue people in caves doing this. And then sure enough, that night I got online and read the mainstream media reports, and then Saturday and today, and even mainstream media. I've got four or five British newspapers, a Canadian paper, a U.S. paper, saying, did the U.S. and did the Europeans let this happen? And why? It's the same story it always is. His dad said, a rich banker said, my son's gotten in with extremists. He's planning something. And the FBI wasn't allowed to put him on the terror watch list. When they put congressmen on it, they put 1,300,000 plus now Americans with no criminal records on it. They put you on it if you've got bad credit. They've had federal marshals go public about that and speak out against it. This guy was protected. This guy was brought to the airport, and we're going to cover this after the break. He was brought to the airport by a sharp-dressed man in a suit, led past security. The man ordered security to stand down. He was brought right up to the gate. They have higher levels of security in Europe than we even have here. It's unbelievable. He's brought to the gate without a passport or identification and put on the plane. And then you've got him not on the terror watch list. It's just like the Fort Hood shooter. For 2 years saying he was going to kill people, sending emails to who he thought was Al-Qaeda. Of course it was the CIA. this cleric he was under is openly CIA. What, three of the last patsies came from this guy? I mean, these are setups, folks. These are setups, guaranteed. So it's come out in court documents in England and in India that the only patsy they captured was a double agent for the United States. When you hear the United States, folks, it's not the United States. It's the foreign banks that have taken over our country, taken over our military, and use it as their own private mercenary army. And I've seen this MO over and over again. I remember it was in the Jerusalem Post. It was in UPI, what, 6 years ago? Israel admitted that they created fake al-Qaeda groups to stage terror attacks in Israel, killing Israelis as a pretext. The so-called right-wing government at the time created fake al-Qaeda groups to get them to attack their own people so their own people would give up their rights. And the British, of course, it's been all over the major British news the last 5-6 years. It's been declassified that the British government, because a bunch of the commandos went public, one of them we interviewed, Agent Steak Knife, later committed suicide. He was running for his life when we had him on. The interviews we've done. I've interviewed Hamid Gul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence when the U.S. was running the war against the Russians. Nobody gets to interview with Hamid Gul, or Ghul, depending on how you pronounce it. But he came on this show because we're known worldwide for being fair and balanced, unlike some people that use that catch term. We actually want the truth. But the issue here is that you have this ultra-rich banker, his son living in lavish apartments in London, in Dubai, you know, the kind of place rock stars live in, and then suddenly a man in a fancy suit, this is mainstream news, in Europe, marches him past security with his syringe bomb or whatever it is. They're now saying the passengers thought it was firecrackers, but they're saying sophisticated. You know, just like Saddam had Death Star weapons and EMP weapons and nukes that were so deadly they could even kill Superman. Well, this guy had stuff that bad. And so he just struts right past security, and it's the same in every case. Oh, yeah. 9 of the 19 9/11 hijackers a year before 9/11 went to a Mumbai terror summit and then were allowed back into the U.S. And I had Mr. Springman, the head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, on. And he said that he wouldn't let them in because they had terror ties, Muhammad Atta and others. And the CIA called him up and said, look, these are U.S. agents, and they have a terrorist cover story. That's their cover. Then they got back in the United States and were trained at U.S. military bases in Norman, Oklahoma, Pensacola Naval Air Station, and the Defense Language School in Monterey Bay, California. And that was in CNBC, Associated Press. The head, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, the dean, went public 1 month after 9/11 in the Associated Press saying, I don't know what happened with 9/11, but somehow it's an inside job because these guys were trained at my base and are high-level spies. That's in the Associated Press. I mean, for those of you that say, oh, I don't want to hear 9/11's an inside job, what else is it? You got passports falling out of the sky that the FBI just so happens to find at ground zero the first day. Give me a break. You've got the people training at U.S. military bases. It's the same thing with Hassan out at Fort Hood. He's visiting the topless bars. He's partying hardy. He's running around for several years talking about how he's going to jihad and kill everybody and how much he hates the president. And how he loves suicide bombers. Folks, if you're in the Army and you criticize the president in any way, you're lucky if all you get's a dishonorable discharge and not a court-martial. Stephen Butler, they started a court-martial on him till he agreed to shut up just for saying, all I know is the hijackers were trained at my base. Something's going on. Muhammad Atta sat in my class. What, he's not supposed to tell the truth? He tells the truth and they start court-martial on him. Hassan can run around. Folks, it's not political correctness that they didn't bust him. It's not political correctness that every single time. 3 months ago, the would-be bomber up in Illinois. Turned out the FBI created the group, found the people, led it, found some prisoners, some ex-con idiots, promised to pay them a bunch of money if they drive a bomb into a building. That is purely provocateur. They didn't go out and find a group that was planning it and stop them. They go out and create the groups. Texas Monthly, 1998, Bumster Award to the FBI, creating a Klan group and trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant in Fort Worth, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, this latest character, if you didn't know, if you visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now, if you go there, we have detailed articles that break it all down for you so you can check it out for yourself and read the facts for yourself. There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Bomber had no passport. Helped aboard plane by sharp dressed man. But I'm not the only one with my website saying that. We've got a bunch of mainstream news articles here from mainstream media. Here's the UK Daily Mail. Why was he ever allowed to fly? Syringe bomber had been barred from Britain, was on terror list, and even his father had warned U.S. Yeah, the FBI tried to put him on the terror watch list, and someone ordered it pulled off. It's the same story. At the bare minimum, they find these fruitcakes, these mentally ill people, and they give them the weapons and then protect them getting on the airplanes to do it. We know a lot of terror is provocateur. That is incredibly criminal. He could have brought that plane down. Bare minimum, this was a setup. Bare minimum, they let him do it, and they let Hassan do it, bare minimum. But it gets worse from there. As the days and weeks unfold, just like with the Fort Hood shooting, the evidence always emerges, and I wish it didn't, that this is going to be a complete inside job. And I'll guarantee you, this guy was hopped up on drugs, hypnotized, just like Sirhan Sirhan with the polka-dotted dress lady putting the drugs in his drink, and his blood was tested, and the guy that shot Bobby Kennedy in the back on record was CIA, and four CIA guys were photographed inside the building, and the LAPD coroner said that none of Sirhan's 22 bullets hit him, that he was all shot in the back by the CIA officer. Doesn't matter, they get away with it. That's how they do this, folks. This guy is a patsy. He seems stunned. He seemed to not know what had just happened. It's just unbelievable. I wish this was a real terror attack. Believe me, I wish the government wasn't doing this type of stuff so they can take our freedoms and take our liberties and take our rights. I'm going to hit a few more facts on this, play video clips where the mainstream media admits Homeland Security wants to fit you with shock bracelets. All of us will have our own shock bracelets, like out of some science fiction movie, The Running Man. And we're going to talk to Wyatt and others. Stay with us. All right, folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition. The 27th day of December 2009. Coming up, I'm going to get into government-run healthcare, worse than we even thought previously. The 2,000-plus page bill is a nightmare takeover of your life. We've got Chris Matthews hailing an admitted communist and Luciferian. You can't make stuff up like this. Saul Alinsky talking about how great their dream is and how it's now coming true. Remember, though, communists are just the group of pirates It's like when the circus comes to town, you've got to have somebody to put up the posters. They're just the little low-level crew members that carry out the looting. They deliver the booty back to the bankers. And that's why you've got the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and others, the Ford Foundation, openly funding Saul Alinsky, Barack Obama, all of these people. And they mean business. These are cold-blooded thugs. And they're not communists. They're Wall Street businessmen who have an army of communist deadbeats under them who want free handouts and who will carry out tyranny to get it. So coming up, the health care plan. Also, Obama gives Interpol inside the United States, the International Police Organization, gives them immunity. Notice our own military, our own police don't get this type of immunity. This is total immunity, even from crime. It's completely illegal. But see, the globalists set up the UN so they give themselves imperial power. Magna Carta in 1215, the nobles grabbed the king and said, we're going to chop your head off if you don't stop saying you're God and stop saying you can commit any crime against nature you want. Any crime against common sense. So since 1214 or 1215, England, this power hasn't been there until the Rockefellers set up the United Nations. And they gave themselves this power, and now they've got it inside the U.S., so that's coming up. Also, I told you years ago, the feds are federalizing all over the world, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, training them to spy on their parents, training them for warrant service, training them to, quote, take on veterans and for gun confiscation. That's in the New York Times. Oh, look how good the Explorer Scouts are. They're training to take on disgruntled veterans. They practice sweeping the home and taking out the vet and then taking the cache of weapons. That's the New York Times. That's in my film, actual New York Times front page, and then with the color photos of it happening, that's in my film, Fall of the Republic. You cannot make this up, but it's back in the news today. And I noticed the first caller, and I went and checked online during the break. It is him, is Wyatt from Maryland. It was Wyatt in Maryland in 1998 sent me footage of an urban warfare drill with the Marines practicing to take over their town with their police, and the police walked up with the Marines with machine guns drawn and said, you can't film us in America, and pointed the machine guns at them. That footage is in my film, Police State 2000. The first time I ever saw it, it was the Boy Scouts training to take on the local gun owners and telling the Marines where the militia members were, played by other Marines. They had the local police department involved. And I got this footage, and I showed it to people, and I said, look, they're training the kids to go after veterans' guns. Now it's mainstream news and back in the news today. And I was going to cover that near the end of the show. I have the stack right here. It's in the Sacramento Bee. It's in the Contra Coast Times. It's in the New Media Journal. The fifth column is the name of this column. Obama extends diplomatic immunity to Interpol by executive order. FEMA press release, national level exercise, 2009, training with troops from 14 countries to take on the American people. Here's IDF, U.S. National Guard to share defense ideas. IDF forces to be deployed amongst U.S. military forces, quote, to take on U.S. terrorists on U.S. soil. Foreign troops right out in the open. Can't trust the American people, but you can trust foreign troops. Oh, here it is. Daily News. LAPD on course to take over Explorer program. Youth's new name, uniforms, insignia planned. LAPD taking over from the Boy Scouts. 3,000 young people in L.A. And then, folks, we've gotten the training manuals and video. Even the New York Times reports on it, but says it's good. They are training literally to confiscate your guns. And remember, I told you that 10 years ago. I told you when we got internal FBI documents, we got more earlier this year, it made national attention, the MIAC and Homeland Security report saying veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives are the real terrorists. Homeland Security's really set up for you. We broke that. And the issue here is they are training your children to spy on you and to confiscate your guns. In fact, here's the New York Times. I got Jaron to pull it up. Jaron, can you pull up the actual New York Times for people, not just the print-off? I want to click on the photo section, and I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For those that don't know, that just listen to the radio, you can tune into PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the video. I want people to actually see the photos as the scouts trained to kill U.S. veterans, because seeing is believing. And, of course, this article says how great it is. Now, that said, I have no idea what Wyatt, who calls in about every 3 years, I went and checked the phones, and sure enough, it was him. Wyatt, you're the first guy to send me video of this in 1998, 11 years ago, and, boy, we were kooks. People didn't even believe the video of dozens of kids out in their white T-shirt uniforms directed by the Marines in gun confiscation, now in Arcadia. Earlier this year, we had the colonel on. He admitted, yes, we're training with the locals and the kids for a gun confiscation drill. They're quite honest. Your children are being trained to take your guns. This is what America is all about. This is what George Washington was all about. Good to have you here with us, Wyatt. Perfect day for you to call in.
Well, thank you, Alex, and I'd like to wish you and your family a happy new year, and hopefully it'll be a much, much better new year. In Hebron, Maryland is where that was, and there was also another guy there. His name is Sheldon Isaacs, and I've lost touch with him. I don't even know where Sheldon is, but he's the one that the Marines came up to at night and told him to turn his camera off and had their guns ready, had their military weapons. These are all lieutenants that were involved in this. Gun confiscation drill for that was set up by these young lieutenants. Anyway, the kids on the bicycles, I talked to them and I said, "Hey, you know, all this stuff that's going on in your town is really terrible." I said, "What you ought to do is go back to them and say, hey, there's somebody down by the grain silos that is an insurgent." Well, they went back and told them that, and my God, they started sending Humvees down the street, and they were actually looking for me, because the kids told them who said it.
Well, you know, that's the problem. People don't know history. They don't know in ancient Rome or in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Maoist China or Pol Pot's Cambodia. When the state starts coming and militarizing your children and literally turning them against you. Remember, all this training was going on before 9/11. And I'll never forget the Rand Corporation said, there's going to be big terror attacks. We're going to set up a thing called Homeland Security. We're going to take everybody's rights. And now Rand Corporation wrote up the plan to fully federalize all police. That's already happened. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is all pointed at you and your farm and your ranch and your business and your paycheck. This has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Now, Wyatt, I got you off because, I mean, Wyatt, Maryland, you know, you call every 2 or 3 years. But I got you off on other subjects. What did you originally call in about?
Okay, what I call it in about, it kind of goes hand in hand with this Detroit situation. Tonight on 60 Minutes, they're going to have a CIA agent or CIA whatever discussing about the direct possible attacks of terrorism in this country.
Yeah, stay there. You notice they've been getting us all ready for it. Stay there. Okay, going back to Wyatt, then Devin, Matt, Julio, Thomas, Joe, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. The underwear bomber, the syringe bomber, clearly a patsy, bare minimum, protected, brought by a sharp-dressed commanding man in a suit, past security, to the gate. This man has no passport. You're ordered to let him on. The airport people stood down and followed orders. And this has been reported by the witnesses. This is reported by European news. This is being reported by British news, but not U.S. news. And it's always the same story over and over and over again. And understand, you are the target. All of this is going to be used to sell the population on accepting a police state. and we have the internal Homeland Security documents. It's all about the American people and gun owners and landowners. It's all about you, the producers, paycheck. You know the government lies about everything. You know they steal. You know they're controlled by special interest. They've set up Homeland Security to rob you, period. It's called tyranny. Wyatt, finish up your point from Maryland. Yeah, they've got all these special TV shows. Oh, insiders say Al-Qaeda's about to hit. That's why we've got to expand the wars and have body scanners at all the airports that record our naked bodies. And that's why we've got to have checkpoints on the highways, and because Al-Qaeda's about to hit us.
That's right. Though what they're going to do is they're going to use those body scanners as a priority because of this situation, this make believe Patsy situation, and they're going to make her not only take, hopefully it won't be only shoes that make you take your underwear off. I don't know, but it'll probably be a mandatory that everybody has to go through these body scanners now. I don't know what the terrorist attack or the false flag attack might be. It could be anything. Evidently, the H1N1 situation didn't work out too good for them. They probably did manage to get enough children inoculated with the poison. Pretty much that's about it, Alex. I just, once again, I'd like to wish you, all your listeners, and your audience there a happy New Year. And I know for one thing, there are certain things that I'm going to be taking into hand for the new year, and it won't be anything to do with confetti. Anyway, thanks, Alex. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, Wyatt, Maryland. 11 years ago, he sent me footage of children being trained to take your guns in America. And now it's in the news. Oh, look, the children are training to confiscate a disgruntled veteran's firearms. They practice sweeping the home and terminating with a seek and destroy mission the disgruntled vet. I mean, that's in the New York Times right here in my hand. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. New York Times, May 14, 2009. Why do I raise this? I see articles every day or two where major police departments are going out and mainly getting poor gangbanger kids, just like the Soviet Russia. I have ABC News reports from the 80s going, look at Russia, where they take the disadvantaged kids and train them to be thugs of the state. And it showed like 10, 12-year-old kids putting black masks on. I've got that newscast. In fact, a clip of it is in, is it Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement? I forget. And I point out that's happening. And now it's like, well, that's America. Training the 12, 13, 14-year-olds for this. And then good old boys always send me emails and say, I'm not afraid of some 14-year-old. Bring it on. That 14-year-old is going to be 18 in just 4 years. And they're going to be young, dumb, and they're going to follow orders. They aren't just letting the Boy Scouts. By the way, Hitler took over his own German Boy Scouts that had been chartered similar to ours and set up the Hitler Youth out of it. Stalin, same deal. Mao, same deal. I mean, this is so cut and dry, so evil. And then I have mainstream news articles about it. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, we were sent this by a listener. We broke this simultaneously along with some other people online. And then a year later, mainstream media reported on it, but like it was a good idea. And they're going to incrementally keep adding more security at the airports and then more security at malls and more security at random checkpoints. That's in the Patriot Act. Internal checkpoints on highways run by the TSA. People laughed at me about that because you couldn't read the Patriot Act. Wouldn't read the Patriot Act. It was too important to read Big 12 Champion magazine or something that doesn't matter for your family. And I remember seeing all of this. It just makes my head spin. So they're going to incrementally condition you until you wear taser bracelets when you fly on airplanes. And then they go on in the same newscast to say, oh, and then for any misdemeanor, you're going to have to wear the taser bracelet. Half the population is going to end up wearing taser bracelets. I know you don't believe that. But 5 years ago, they made the entire Mexican Attorney General staff in Mexico take implantable tracker chips. They've been taking blood from all newborn babies for 36, 37 years worldwide. I told you about it 14 years ago. It's now been declassified this year. You're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. The government is a scientific dictatorship. They don't control all the radio and TV yet. They don't control everything yet. They control all the main power centers, and they're beginning to lose control because people are finding out about them. The stupid carbon credit trading stuff has plunged by more than 15%, in some areas higher, as people found out the whole man-made global warming thing's bull. These people are not invincible if we'll simply take action against them. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. Here is Fox News. You can watch the whole clip up on InfoWars.com, but I don't have time to play the whole thing. Here's just a few minutes of them telling you how great taser bracelets are that you're going to be fitted with. And 214 airports already scan your naked body, 360, your daughter, your son. Naked digital biometric images are now in government databases. They already got your blood, so don't tell me. If they give you a taser bracelet, you'll put it on and get on your knees and start licking boots because you've had your soul sucked out. You've had your fighting instinct sucked out. You need to get it back. You need to ask God to give it back to you. I'm a red-blooded American. You should get upset about this. Homeland Security is looking at putting taser bracelets on you. Here it is.
Imagine showing up for your next flight at the airport and being handed a device, a little bracelet, that would serve as your boarding pass. It would track your lost luggage. And it would also shock you with the same power as a taser if you get out of line. Well, a top official with the Department of Homeland Security has expressed interest in these so-called safety bracelets. So is this really the future of air travel? And will passengers accept it?
Okay. And then they go on to talk about, yes, people will accept it, and it's good. And they know you've been trained like a dog that if you see authority figures up on TV with fancy teleprompters and fancy bimbos licking their lips and expert types with glasses on, that you will submit. And they say, yes, you're scum. You will submit to it. You love it. You love being worse than Nazi Germany. You love delivering your children into hell. Now, here is the actual company that's got Homeland Security trying to sell the public on shocker bracelets now. Here it is.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public. It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual.
See, this is how they do it. They just keep phasing it in, more and more security. Oh, look, somebody else had a man in a sharp suit lead them past security and put them on the plane without an ID or passport. In every case of terror I've ever seen, it's completely staged. It's either provocateured or there aren't even terrorists involved, and you've got CIA black ops literally with imploder plungers running the op. It's in the 2004 Army manual, given to captains and above how to stage terror attacks. Every Army captain listening to me, if you're involved in black ops, you know this is true. But that's how we win wars, Alex. We stage terror attacks. No, that's how you let foreign banks bring this country down. We'll be back after the news. I'll get into the government takeover of healthcare, the death panels, and a lot more. And Chris Matthews worshiping Saul Alinsky.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very arrogant, entitled nation, on average. And we're becoming like backward third world corrupt societies where people just have a laissez-faire, so-what attitude about corruption. People think corruption's cute, like they do in North Korea or Mexico. And bottom line, our Anglo-Saxon Magna Carta, the common law that was the best in the world, is gone. It's down the toilet. And that's what protects everybody from tyranny. You remove checks and balances, you will be raped, you will be robbed, you will be looted 100% of the time. And as bad as you think government is now, openly violating the Constitution from one end to the other, all you fake Republicans loved it when George Bush was doing it. You felt like you were personally winning, that your team was having a victory. Now all these Obama people, they think they're winning. They're suddenly supporting it. You're all a bunch of suckers. All right, coming up, the healthcare situation and a lot more. Right now, let's go to the calls. Devin in Kansas. Thanks for holding, Devin.
Oh, no problem, no problem. First, I want to say it's an honor to talk to you, Mr. Jones. I love what you do, and I love your work. My question for you is a two-part question, actually. How do we, as regular people, American citizens, go about changing things locally in our community? And how do we present information to people who are skeptical about...
Okay, I'll tell you. You walk into city council during your citizens' communications, and you say, wake up. Wake up from the spell. Here's the New York Times. Children are being trained to confiscate veterans' guns. Here's another article. Trillions missing. Federal Reserve won't say where it went. They own both parties. Wake up. America is being robbed. All this stuff you see on TV is nothing but a distraction. Left and right doesn't matter. What matters is an offshore corporate takeover. I'm going to hand out now 100 free copies of Fall the Republic. And you're authorized to burn copies of them. Just give them to everybody. That film is the best tool out there. Or you can start your own blog, your own website, start calling into talk radio. Everybody doing a little something. Go meet with your sheriff. Educate them. Go to your state house. Meet with state representatives who are against the New World Order. There's more and more of them. Say, I want to volunteer. I want to help you. I don't want to just go to meetings and drink coffee with you and tell you what you should do. I want to go knock on doors. You know, run for the legislature yourself. Run for city council. You probably won't win the first two or three times, but if you wear a suit and are well-spoken and stay active, you're going to end up winning, and you're going to be in all those debates and all those discussions, and you're going to wake up the people in your town and your city that are politically active. And you know what? Also, don't have an apologetic attitude like, I know this sounds kooky. You show up and say, I'm in command here. I'm your friend. I'm trying to warn you. I'm giving you some information. I'm authoritative. Okay? Now, you've been warned. I'm leaving. What are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, if you showed up and knocked on somebody's door and said, don't think I'm kooky, but I saw some smoke coming out the back of your house. If there's flames shooting out of every window of a house and the roof's starting to collapse and there's a bunch of idiots inside, I don't come barely knock on the door. I knock on it. If they don't open the door up, I kick it down and I go in and say, get out of here. Get out of here right now. This sucker's coming down. And it's the same thing. You go, look. World government's been announced. We're being looted by foreign banks. You've been incrementally mesmerized into this. It's time to wake up, people. Wake up and remember your humanity. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it did. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Anything else? Did he say no? Thank you. Thank you, Devin. I mean, folks, we have to get a sense of desperation here. We know what's happening. Real tyranny. The real deal. Bad tyranny. We're going to come back and go to Matt, Julio, Thomas, Joe, Alan, Craig, Jim, Michael, and others, and a bunch of other key stuff.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we have been incrementally taught to be lemmings, to be slaves, to bow to government, to bow to office, to bow to uniforms, that's respectful and that's patriotic. That is the opposite of what our founding fathers said. They said that when government becomes destructive of the aims of the Declaration of Independence, it is not just your right, it is your duty to throw it off. Now, this armed camp of criminals that have been amassed against the Republic, they are the revolutionaries. They are the people overthrowing our sound Republic. They got a lot of brainwashed, well-meaning idiots in their ranks. For more than 10 years, they've been quietly brainwashing the Boy Scouts to join the federal and state ranks of the police state. Now the feds are openly federalizing the Boy Scouts and having federalized police departments completely take it over. The children are trained for gun confiscation and to take on the American people. And every time I talk about this, I get moronic emails, people going, well, I'm in the Boy Scouts, or my son is, and we're not doing that. Well, they hadn't got to your town yet, buddy boy. I've got the Associated Press. I've got Reuters. I've got the LA Times. I've got the New York Times saying how great it is that the kids are being trained for gun confiscation. Now, the good news is this does shock Boy Scout groups, because a lot of times they're not really conscious of what's going on because it's such a shocking statement to make. Then they go out and find out it's true and it's really happening. But they find out the media is going, what's the big deal? I mean, it's not just the Boy Scouts. I have local Austin news and local commercials that are run in the public schools in Austin over the TV networks they have, the in-school TV systems. I have a clip of this, actually, in Fall of the Republic, my latest documentary film, where it shows the kids and they're offered $200 to turn in family members or anyone else. And there's always a good reason. Oh, yes, the government wants to stop drugs. They ship in while they push legal drugs on your kids, the Prozac and Ritalin. Oh, yes, the terrorism. Oh, yes. Folks, this is a criminal, out-of-control government. You better wake up and admit that to yourselves. But it doesn't matter. A lot of you aren't going to wake up till later. You got to get hurt really bad by the system. And the system knows you're going to wake up and fight them. That's why all their internal reports that we've gotten our hands on that have become national news talk about how much they hate your guts, red-blooded Americans, libertarians, conservatives, true liberals who are anti-war. They hate you. They hate your guns. They hate your private property. And they're not a bunch of dirty-legged hippies. They're hardcore bankers. And they control the issuance of currency and credit. And they know what they're doing. And they've taken down hundreds of third world countries. And they're taking America down right now as their prize. And they're arrogant and they're focused. And they've got the police in their back pocket because the police don't even know what time of day it is, just like the general public. And they are moving ahead with this thing right now. So don't say police and military, you aren't warned. You know everything we see is classical tyranny being set up. All right, I'm going to go to Matt, Julio, Thomas, Joe, Alan, Craig, Jim, Michael, and others. And then coming up, I'm going to get into the healthcare, and then I'm going to get into Interpol taking over America. I've got the executive order. I saw this last week, and I had to read this over and over again. I just can't believe it. I mean, I know all this is happening. But to give foreign troops or any designate of the United Nations unlimited immunity inside the United, I mean, this is unlimited. You've all read about the UN constantly caught with sex slaves or running drugs or running money laundering ops or running whole jet loads of kidnapped kids. Why do you think the UN's always caught? Because they're the ones that have the diplomatic immunity. They can fly anywhere in the world and can't be searched. How did the UN get this Henry VIII type imperial power? And now they've got the power to run it in America. All I can say is hide your kids. In fact, people won't believe me. Google UN caught running white slavery. In the year 2000 to 2002 alone, the United Nations was caught trafficking over 1 million women and children. BBC 2003 reported that. I mean, they've got operations so big grabbing your kids. They CPS them right out of Europe, Child Protective Services. They're on a jet to one of two dozen countries. And they are slaved out. And a lot of times when they hit 25 years old, and they, you know, 10,000 men have had sex with them. They've had 30, 40 abortions. They've been used up in ways that are so hellish you can't even imagine. They just walk them right out, shoot them in the back of the head, throw them right into that acid. That's how they roll, just massive, massive murder operations. I was walking through a store last week, and there was an ad for Daybreakers. I think that's the name of it. And it was like, oh, the great pharmaceutical company, we're your friend. Come on in. We want your blood. In fact, pull up the trailer for that. And it cut to people just hanging on high-tech meat hooks, having their blood taken for vampires. Ooh, that's so scary. That scares everybody. Meanwhile, the UN's running giant death ops, just grabbing whoever they want. Nobody can stop them, and nobody cares. UN staff accused of raping children in Sudan. That's London Telegraph. That's nothing. Here, show people the actual Google search. I bet there's millions of hits on it. There's so many articles, you could never read them all in a lifetime. They come out so fast. Google UN troops torturing children. Let's show them beating a five-year-old to death. And we're going to show you the really hardcore stuff. And then let's show them roasting a small boy over a fire. Yeah, click images. Click images for everybody right here. Oh, you're so scared of imaginary vampires. But see, that's why your subconscious, you're so scared by that TV commercial. Because subconsciously, your subconscious knows there are actually people who are the equivalent of vampires running things. That's why you're really scared of Al-Qaeda. Because deep down, you know there is a hidden force wanting to enslave and destroy you. But it's your own criminal government. And they understand that as psych warfare chiefs. Oh, yeah, there they are roasting a child. Be careful when you're Googling these, though. There's some that are just off the charts. Yeah, there they are roasting that boy. Again, there's stuff you can't even imagine of them just beating children to death. I mean, it's just savage what they do to them. And nobody's going to stop them because now they got diplomatic immunity in America to do whatever they want to your kids. Oh, man. Who do you think runs the drugs? Interpol, set up by the Rockefellers. Haiti police and UN troops massacre continues. Those who protect the Haiti rich elite or corrupt government continue to kill. Everywhere they go, Google dine car caught in sex trade or slave sex trade. They had to change their name because of it. Using UN immunity, just literal airports just filled with jet aircraft taking off with the slave goods. Oh, but everything's fine. You're in the red, white, and blue. The bankers won't do anything to you. Everything's fine. Well, Huckabee's going to save you in the next election. Or Al Gore's going to save you if you're a stupid leftist. All you people are fools, folks. None of it means anything. It's all complete window dressing. DynCorp and Halliburton sex slave scandal won't go away. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article. Scroll down. It'll have mainstream clips in it. Yeah, let's see if that YouTube video is still up of a congressional hearing where Donald Rumsfeld admits, yeah, they do run giant slave grids, but here, crank up the audio for folks. They can just hear it right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003. In which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines, and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is
we'll
the policy of the U.S. government to reward companies...
We'll be right back. And I promise I'm going to get to your phone calls, too. It's just, folks, evil runs our government. Doesn't matter who gets in office. It's only going to get worse until you stand up and admit it. The whole thing's rotten. The whole thing's rotten. Yeah, one time I was in downtown Austin in front of DynCorp's main office, and there were these cops standing out front, and I walked over and I said, you know, They've been caught as one of the biggest child trafficking groups in the world, and they don't even get in trouble. And the cops just said, yeah, I do work for them sometimes, and started laughing at me. And I don't think those Austin cops were involved, but see, it's funny. But if they're told to freak out and get all scared of some patsy who got tricked onto getting onto an airplane with some explosive, you know, if they'll get all scared and serious, or if they pull you over and your kid wasn't in their seatbelt right, they're going to go ahead and CPS them and take it all serious and give you no leeway and, you know, just, I've got to throw the book at you, ma'am. I'm sorry, but you're a criminal. But if you're a big, giant global power, they just fall down and worship you. But it's not just the police. It's the general public. Yuppies and people. They think it's cool and cute not to care. They think it's cool to conform and go along with the system and never make waves. And so our society will fall. We will lose everything. Only 0.1% will end up with 90%+ of the wealth. And all of you that enjoyed incredible wealth and success, you will end up losing everything you have in the next decade. Most of you will end up losing almost everything you've got, and you'll still defend the system because you're cowards deep down. You make a split-second decision, like Orwell talked about with Crime Stop, to serve the evil. Most people did in Russia. Most people did in Nazi Germany. Most people did throughout history. It's shameful. And I'm here so you get to hear the truth at least once and know that you had a choice to make. But when the system attacks you, when the system's got you cornered, and none of your neighbors or nobody cares about you because they've all been trained to watch their fellow humans torn apart. They've all been trained to let this predatory, parasitic, vampiric government feed on us. And the vampires, and I mean that figuratively, for the New York Times writes an article about me, they think of you as food. They think of you as steak on the table. They think of you as like a cat thinks of a mouse. They're cold-blooded. They don't care. All right, I said I'd take calls, and I'll get into the healthcare thing. It's just reading the healthcare, how it lets the government run your life and know all your records and put you in jail for 5 years if you don't get it and take money out of your check and cut Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, it even cuts what you get. Just like the banker bailout was a robbery. Everything's a robbery. Everything's a scam. Everything's a fraud because we have a criminal hijacked government. The Republic is falling. It's going away. Your entire Bill of Rights is being trampled on. Homeland Security and NORTHCOM were built for you. The milk cow that they're milking. That they're sucking blood out of. Don't you get it? They know they're criminals. That's why they're militarizing against you. And brainwashing our young people that it's macho and cool to engage in predator activity on their own people. Matt and Julio, Matt in Indiana, go ahead. I'm going to quit ranting.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good to talk to you, brother. I sent you guys a clip of the Weather Channel clip of the UN. They're talking about free condoms to combat climate change, and it was interesting because the...
They're saying they're teaching everybody ban kids over one for the world government. They called for that in Copenhagen, a world government, quote, to enforce one-child policy. Go ahead.
And it was interesting because the news anchor was actually discrediting the UN propaganda. And I also had another point. I watched the other day. It was funny because you had a call the other day, call about Jesse Ventura and his creationism and versus evolution. And I watched Ben Stein's Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, and it has a great section in there.
Yeah. Ben Stein, of course, worked for a bunch of presidents and others. We're going to get him on. His film, for those that don't know, he found out what I found out in Endgame, my film, that it's all eugenicist. His film came out a year after mine, that eugenicist, that a eugenics cult is running everything. Go ahead.
I think he gets it, and it's interesting to see the correlation between the persecution of the people on the side of creationism and the persecution of the people on the side of evolutionism as it ties to ClimateGate and the people on both sides of that. And then also, on just a final point, sir, if you could ever talk about the Montana Freeman, and if you could elaborate on any of that and what you might know about it.
Well, I know they got set up. They were really asking for it. I mean, people just walk right into this. I mean, Go ahead.
Was there an idea that the more debt you have is the more money you have? The way
listen, I appreciate your call. Yeah, man, I appreciate your call. Listen, it's called Patriot mythology. And so people go, well, the private central banks are allowed for every dollar of deposit they've got, every dollar the federal government creates, they get to loan out 10. So they get to buy up real assets and buy up media and buy up governments. So since the banks count debts through fractional reserve banking as a net asset, then we can do that too. And no, it's only allowed through the private Federal Reserve in that cartel. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. And so they will send SWAT teams after you if you ever try to do what they're doing. Only the private offshore banks are allowed to kidnap children and run giant slave grids. They're the only ones allowed to create trillions of dollars in debt and put it on our backs. They're the only ones allowed to commit crime everywhere. They're the bankers. They own Interpol. They own the government. They are the crooks. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, Freedom Fighter, merry belated Christmas to you, and merry Christmas to all the info warriors listening today and not watching football and drinking mercury today. So merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Quick comment then to my question. I saw the New World Order documentary that you were in. I think it was on IFC. I saw it on this guy's website the other day. Fantastic. It really scary when you're in that hotel room during the Bilderberg conference in Virginia and they pulled that fire alarm on you.
By the way, let me stop you. Finish your point, and then I'm going to tell a story about that film, New World Order, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask a question. I think this week the government was trying to do some huge operations. You were talking about the underwear terrorist bomber. Here in Illinois, we weren't expected to have a huge snowstorm. We're only supposed to have an inch or three of snow. And I remember I keep telling you about that Air Force report in 1996. I think they were doing it here in Illinois. We had like 2 feet of snow this weekend. We weren't expected to have this. So, again, I think the government's been doing something this entire week against the people.
Well, you know, there are extreme weather events that happen naturally, but there is massive weather modification and control. A lot of it's been declassified, but I appreciate your call. Let me now comment on the other point about New World Order, the film. That documentary that aired on IFC, predominantly about myself, the makers of it have been interviewed by national news, the New York Times and others. And the New York Times, because I've talked to them off air, I've talked to the filmmakers, and they go, yeah, the New York Times asked us if we were really followed by spooks. And we told them yes. But then when the New York Times writes an article about Bilderberg, they say that I'm crazy and was like imagining the whole thing. And Psychology Today said the same thing. I saw another newspaper article last week saying I was completely insane and just imagine the Bilderberg meeting and imagine being followed. I mean, it's that's why the mainstream media is crashing and burning, because they lie.
Humans were offered a chance to assimilate, but they refused. Therefore, they are enemies of the state.
Human blood is our most precious resource, and our supplies are running out.
Our families are starving.
If you capture a human,
they found us. They're everywhere.
It is law to turn them in. Here at Bromley Marks Pharmaceuticals, we keep humans alive.
To farm them for blood.
Daybreakers, in theaters everywhere January 8th.
But in reality, people are scared of some imaginary vampire sucking their blood. When we really do have a global government set up by parasites who openly say they don't want to share the resources with 80 to 90% of us. They want to set up a planetary dictatorship to kill us. And that is in hundreds of government textbooks, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. I talk about this 10 years ago. People laugh at me. Now, half the time I go to the Drudge Report or the New York Times, there's a headline. UN calls for global one-child policy. UN calls for cutting population by 80%. England calls for cutting population by 50%. I mean, search these terms driving along in your car. Write it down and search it. And then say, man, that guy's pretty normal. He's upset about things. Look at this. Let me tell you why our society's all screwed up. Then I'm going to get into the health care and then Interpol and then your phone calls. For Thomas, Joe, Alan, Craig, Jim, Michael, Chuck, I'm going to try to get you all in. Let me tell you why we're all screwed up. Interpol getting absolute above the law diplomatic immunity. And the trick is when the FBI is internationalized, which it is, they get immunity. Totally criminal. The UN's a private organization set up by the Pentagon in 1945 at the Presidio Naval Base as a private consortium to take over the planet, and they get diplomatic immunity. U.S. citizens don't even get our Bill of Rights or Constitution. We don't even get our due process. But none of that matters. Look, Colt McCoy is the Big 12 champion. Our kids' futures are secured. It doesn't matter if the UN's been caught adding cancer viruses to vaccines hundreds of times and sterilants to vaccines. It doesn't matter if we've got a global empire set up that's parasitically sucking our freedoms out of us. No, Big 12 is what matters. Oh, look, this is what I bought last night at the grocery store. My wife sent me out to get some stuff. People, the scandals that rocked America. Oh, Mel Gibson, Paris Hilton, Kobe Bryant. Oh, look, she shaved her head. Britney Spears. Oh, look, O.J. Simpson. And people pay $15.99. $15 I paid so I could just show you this idiocy. And people get all obsessed about it. Oh, this is how they can. This is how Madison Avenue controls you. They brag that they sell you on these shallow ideas and sell you on feeling inadequate so they can then control you. And this is all just tabloid junk. People only care about this, and that's why you're going to get hurt. Oh, Big 12 championships. Oh, people scandals that rocked America. National Enquirer, Tigers' illegal drug use. Martha's collapse. I killed my baby. Britney's abortion nightmare. Larry King cheating scandal with his wife's sister. It doesn't matter if the UN's running giant child kidnapping rings. Oh, by the way, I forgot to get to this last week. I remember about 6 months ago, a bunch of European papers reported that Israel was caught killing Palestinians and harvesting their organs. And then Netanyahu flipped out and threatened. And now Associated Press, pull it up. Israel admits taking organs. I want to put AP on. Now my issue here is this. I remember 15 years ago it being on 60 Minutes that major U.S. hospitals kill healthy people for their organs. You didn't know that? You didn't know they kill you for your corneas? You didn't know that? I mean, my dad's a dentist. He's not a medical doctor. And when I was 15 taking my driver's course, he said, son, don't sign that organ card. And I said, why? And he said, word is from doctors in Dallas is they'll kill you for your, if you come in just a little bit hurt, they'll put you under if your blood type matches if some rich person wants it. And I thought my dad was crazy. And then about 4 years later, I'm down in Austin watching 60 Minutes with my grandfather. And Dallas was one of the cities listed where they will murder you. Now, the point is, all these governments are totally criminal. China grabs peaceful Falun Gong Buddhists because they don't take any drugs or alcohol. Their organs are so good, and they have them blood typed, literally like in the movie Daybreakers, literally in cells like a package of meat. But you're a yuppie, you don't care. You rich women get the more expensive collagen that's melted down babies, injected into your lips. Just as soon as the police state's in place, nobody's going to care about you either, lady. So do you understand the real vampires that are running our society, ladies and gentlemen? And you better stop caring about this. You know, I came in today and people at the office asked me, they said, you heard about Charlie Sheen getting arrested. What do you think? And I thought about talking about this, but what is the point when I've got all this serious news? I know the truth. Charlie knows the truth, and that's what matters. I'll never forget. Fine, I'll give you. You're so addicted to this type of stuff. I'll give you some inside stuff now that I can talk about it. In 2006, I was at Charlie Sheen's house. One of many times I've gone and hung out with him and worked on things. And he just broken up with Denise Richards. And I heard him talk. He was telling me. He said, I can't believe all the lies she tells. She makes stuff up. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to take the high road. Yeah, she's cheating on Heather Locklear, who'd been her best friend, with her husband. And boy, I could destroy her in the media, but I won't tell anybody. And plus, he knows he could trust me, so I wouldn't talk about it. And then a year and a half later, it came out that she was doing that, and it really hurt her. Everything that was said about him was a lie. It was all a big setup with some high-powered Republican lawyers who were mad at him. Then it came out in the New York Times that because he was going to put out that loose change final cut, that Mark Cuban got threatened by the White House. He was smart enough to record it and release the email. They had to drop that fake case. They said, we're gonna indict you for made-up stuff for making this movie. I had to keep my mouth shut about that because they didn't want to talk about it. This is the real world. This is how the real world works. And so I know Brooke, Charlie's wife, know her very well. She's a nice lady. I've never seen Charlie Sheen drink. Never seen him use drugs. All he drinks is coffee. And I've never seen Brooke drink. But it's reported that she was extremely drunk. And it's the thing that women do. It's very common where they call the police on you to win the argument. I had a girlfriend did that one time. She was punching me in the face. And I was trying to get out of the house, out of my own apartment. And she said, don't leave. I'm going to call the police. And I said, go ahead, lunatic. And I drove off. But the society's designed to break up the family. So when the cops showed up, they went ahead and arrested Charlie. She since recanted and said, well, I'm going to tell the truth. I was drunk. And they tested her blood, and she was, and he didn't attack me. They just, I'll call the police. I'll prove this is. But see, that doesn't matter. I just spent 3 minutes on that when it doesn't matter. Whether Charlie Sheen's swinging naked from the chandeliers doesn't matter. Okay? What Tiger Woods is doing doesn't matter. What Martha Stewart's doing doesn't matter. But the average person likes to see somebody big stumble. You've been trained how to be petty. Reading Roman philosophers when they described the gladiatorial diversions of the Circus Maximus, how you would cheer your neighbor being torn apart by gladiators or lions 1 week, even though the next week your wife or children might be in there. It taught everybody to devalue human life, like violent TV, violent video games, all of it does today. And it taught everybody to enjoy seeing others torn apart. And the system in Rome 2,000 years ago scientifically came in and made everybody fight with each other, made everybody base, made everybody demonic, so they could be made to fall. So, hey, celebrate all these rich people and powerful people falling. The thing is, they aren't criminals. They aren't vampires. They're not running child kidnapping rings. That's why you hear them being attacked. It's petty bull that doesn't matter instead of the real issues.
Networks. Saturday at 11 o'clock in the evening, the House of Representatives voted by a 5-vote margin to have the federal government manage the health care of everyone in America at a cost of over $1 trillion over the next 10 years. For the first time in American history, if this bill becomes law, the feds will force you to buy insurance you might not want or may not need or cannot afford. If you don't purchase what the government tells you to buy, if you don't do so when they tell you to do it, if you don't buy just what they say is right for you, the government may fine you, prosecute you, and even put you in jail. Freedom of choice and control over your own body will be lost. The privacy of your communications and medical making decisions with your physician will be gone. More of your hard-earned dollars will be at the disposal and tender mercies of federal bureaucrats. It was not intended to be this way. We elect the government. It works for us. How did it get so removed, so unbridled, so arrogant that it can tell us how to live our personal lives? Evil rarely comes upon us all at once, and liberty is rarely lost in one stroke. It happens gradually, over the years and decades and even centuries. A little stretch here, a cave in there. Powers are slowly taken from the states and the people. And before you know it, we have one big monster government that recognizes no restraint on its ability to tell us how to live. It claims the power to regulate any activity, tax any behavior, and demand conformity to any standard it chooses.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, let's set him back up for the show. He's always a great guest. You know, I ran out of time to get into healthcare today, so I thought I'd just play that minute and a half clip where he says it all. Except you got to pay for abortions. I forgot that part. For all these religious people that are against it or people that have morals, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I read the bill and I can't believe it. And then Chris Matthews, by the way, I got a call 2 weeks ago. Chris Matthews says he's coming down here to interview me in the first 2 weeks of the new year. They want to make a special about me, a special hit piece. And I'm not afraid. Come on down here, Matthews. Of course, it'll be taped so they can play all the games they want, but I don't care. I'll walk into machine gun fire. I'll walk into their propaganda. I'm not going to turn away from a fight, especially you're coming to me. Now, Chris Matthews really is a rare piece of work. He keeps invoking race on every issue. You don't like socialist health care? You don't like black people. You've all heard those clips. Has nothing to do with it. Hey, I like pepperoni on my pizza. Oh, you don't like Eskimos. What does that have to do with Eskimos? Shut up, racist. It's a way for them to race pimp and make it a racial issue and divide people. He's a very, very sickening person. And now he comes out and says, I love, my hero is Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals. We own a copy of it somewhere. I couldn't find it this afternoon. Bought it years ago. Where he pledges himself to Lucifer and says his life is dedicated and the book's dedicated to Lucifer. And he wants re-education camps. I mean, that's who these people are. But they're not funded by dirty leg hippies. They are funded by the banks. The bankers' ring wraiths are the communists. That's who he sends forth as his Nazgul. Now, a literal, literal hardcore commie. I mean, this guy wants you in work camps. Here's Chris Matthews making millions of dollars a year living in a Georgetown mansion, and he wants your money. He wants communism. I mean, these people are so sick. Chris Matthews knows fully what he is. He's a mercenary posing as a liberal. Here he is invoking Saul Alinsky, who, by the way, was Barack Obama's mentor. Here it is.
Really not a good thing to do.
Well, to reach back to one of our heroes from the past, from the 60s, Saul Alinsky once said that even though both sides have flaws in their arguments and you can always find something nuanced about your own side you don't like and it's never perfect, you have to act in the end like there's simple black and white clarity between your side and the other side. Or you don't get anything.
In other words, lying. I mean, folks, I have the health care bill. They have real socialists. Like Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean, they're not perfect, but at least they're honest, going, I'm not going to vote for this. It cuts your Medicare and Medicaid and raises everybody's taxes. I mean, it's a total scam. And then I said I'd get into this. National Review's got it. AP's got it. The New Media Journal has it. I read the executive order. This is not hype. This really happened. It's Executive Order 12,425 gives complete and total diplomatic immunity to all members or designate agents of Interpol, this big private police consortium out of Europe, now global, one of the dirtiest police organizations on the planet, hooked in with just drug running, child kidnapping. You can pull up all the mainstream news articles about it. And they are to have total diplomatic immunity, something police, military, FBI don't have, and they shouldn't have. But worse than that, then the FBI, if they act through Interpol, they do get it. So that's why he's doing that. And so I thought, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, please. Here's the executive order. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow on the Long Form Weekday Show. There's that. Obama extends diplomatic immunity to Interpol by executive order, bringing us literally under the UN. And then here's FEMA. This is a FEMA press release, NLE09, held back in July with troops from 14 different countries to, quote, take on American domestic terrorists. So I mean, the Army War College teaches they're going to use foreign assets in America. I mean, they're actually getting the police and military ready through the threat fusion integration centers for foreign troops. Here's Jerusalem Post, IDF, U.S. National Guard to share defense ideas. And you read this and it says the IDF is already in all our major branches, but now they've been assigned to NORTHCOM. And it says they will be dispatched to events in the United States under NORTHCOM, FEMA, and National Guard. And it goes on to say they'll be dispatched and respond in America. So see, they're just, that's like 6-7 years ago that the Pentagon started hiring illegal aliens to be in the military. Now, police departments are hiring illegal aliens. They're just hiring foreigners that'll enforce all this. You know, I said I'd take calls, and we're almost out of time, but I'm going to give each person 45 seconds. Thomas in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a little information. I know people in the construction industry, and they're for invitation to bid only. The government's building FEMA camps to house 200 to 500 Army National Guard along major highways and interstates. And also, too, at Camp Mendon.
Yeah, that's the emergency readiness, National Emergency Readiness Centers. And the Houston Chronicle reports it, but Glenn Beck doesn't say it exists. So.
Also, too, in Camp Mendon, Louisiana, they're expanding it, and they want 5 times the bomb production out of there as well.
Yeah, and even small police departments are being hardened against American militia attack. What is it the government's doing that's so horrible they know it's going to force citizens to start fighting back?
And that Camp Mendon, that's so explosive that they evacuated it for 100 miles before because there was a fire.
Now, all right, I'm really out of time, Thomas. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex Jones, you are the man.
What's on your mind, Joe?
Oh, listen, yeah, we're here in Jersey. What I wanted just to bring up real quick was a lot of people that lack critical thinking. I have a lot of friends I've spoken to and try to give them a heads up of things and stuff that's going on in the world, global.
They're designed to live in denial. You could tell them their house was flooding and they wouldn't believe you if there were fish jumping around their living room.
Right, but you look at me like I'm absolutely insane. I'm like, you could Google this.
Well, here's The Economist. Here's The Economist's latest issue, Falling Fertility, How the Population Problem is Solving Itself, How We Can't Have Children Anymore. Yeah, because they're spiking our water. Oh, look, fertility is falling astonishingly fast, and that's bringing big benefits. Everything is about how great it is to not have children, unless you're the elite.
Right.
We'll all have five of them.
Yeah. Right. I'm just trying to talk about endgame stuff here. Yeah, I mean, we're getting down to the wire on this baby here. And, you know, I have a lot of my friends I really had trusted, you know, 16 years knowing them. And they look at me like I'm insane. And, they don't take the effort to go Google anything. They don't see the RFID.
Because they're mesmerized. They've been mesmerized by television.
They don't see the RFID, 7-foot pole of things that they put on the side of the road in our community. It's right here at every minute.
It's all admitted. They're tracking all the RFIDs in your products. They're face scanning you. They're license plate reading you. They're looking at everything you do, everything you say openly, all criminal, all illegal. They just do whatever they want. And your friends, and you know why? Your friends are going to lose everything they got incrementally. They're going to be made dependent, and that's what they like. They want to be butchered like fat hogs. Move on. Hey, Joe, I'm out of time. God bless you. Move on. Look, sir, we played you Fox News with the Japanese government looking at putting lithium in the water. Lithium has already been put in our water for at least 50 years. That's why people are overweight, don't have a sex drive, and are so weak. They're drugging your water. Wake up, people.